This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
The bleep show must go on. What a cluster bleep around here. Wait a minute. People don't know what's happening. The Clevelander, where we broadcast the show, is closed because of the coronavirus. But we're in here. Yes, it's closed. Stugatz is in New York. Billy, scared Billy, has rushed in here. And Chris is calling him a hero. We all imagined him rushing into the center of the coronavirus on a big white stallion, just coming in here to produce and engineer the show because Mike Ryan is out on paternity leave. Roy is out. Billy's last words to me before the microphones were turned on was, fingers crossed, let's hope this works, because his confidence is already leaking. Let me explain to you what's happening around here. This pirate ship that we've got is clearly taking on water. There is a fire in the engine room. There is a fire in the kitchen. Stugatz is here, but he's looking for the only lifeboat to get out of here.
Yeah, I go wherever the virus is not. I mean, seriously, you guys are swimming in it. Therefore, I left.
Yes.
I mean, I can't believe Billy's there.
Oh, you sound terrible. So there's Stugatz.
I sound great. What do you mean?
Yes, sounding like something between sickness and death on the spectrum. But what we have to keep the pirate ship afloat, and we will have this forever, is Stugatz's thoughts on the idea that Patrick Mahomes could ever replace Alex Smith.
Go ahead, Andy Reid. I dare you to go 14-2 and allow Alex Smith to leave Arrowhead Stadium, to leave Kansas City. Go ahead. I dare you. Because of Patrick Mahomes. Because you think you could turn Patrick Mahomes into something that Alex Smith is not. Alex Smith is a very good quarterback. The audacity. First off, to do this to Alex Smith, who's been very good and loyal to Andy Reid and won him a lot of football games, to dangle Patrick Mahomes out there because Andy Reid thinks he's some sort of quarterback whisperer, which he is not, by the way. He is not, because if he was, Alex Smith would be better than he's been the last few years. So I dare.
That's a record for contradiction.
It's on Andy Reid.
The only reason Alex Smith is not better than Andy Reid. That sets a world record for Stugatz not paying attention to any of the things he said the sentence before. All right, so Stugatz just shot me both middle fingers, and the only reason he did that is because he doesn't have any more middle fingers to shoot me. This will haunt him forever. He just signed the richest contract in the history of sports, and people think he shouldn't have done it because he's going to get more, or he would have gotten more if he had waited for some of the television money to come free in the couple of years when the salary cap is going to go up. How much does that one haunt you? Because you have virtually no shame. You just say things all the time and you're like, who cares? I'm just here to spit fire into a microphone. But there's just no way that A, people will forget that, or B, I will ever let them forget that, because that sound is amazing. When you look back on it, your quarterback analysis is the worst I've ever heard.
Thanks, Dan. It haunts me. It will forever haunt me. There are not many things that I have done in my career that haunt me. That is it. If you're asking, if you're looking for what's on the medal stand and is currently wrapping the gold medal around its neck, it is that particular take. God, was I wrong. The original take, though, if you listen to it back, was Andy Reid did not do enough with Alex Smith, and he did it. So it's really more about Andy Reid than it was about Patrick Mahomes, who has bailed out Andy Reid's entire career. How about that?
Okay, well, that's an excellent pivot, but I will remind the audience that this is what the truth sounds like about what you said.
Go ahead, Andy Reid. I dare you to go 14-2 and allow Alex Smith to leave Arrowhead Stadium, to leave Kansas City. Go ahead, I dare you. Because of Patrick Mahomes. Because you think you could turn Patrick Mahomes into something that Alex Smith is not. Alex Smith is a very good quarterback. The audacity. First off, to do this to Alex Smith, who's been very good and loyal to Andy Reid and won him a lot of football games, to dangle Patrick Mahomes out there because Andy Reid thinks he's some sort of quarterback whisperer, which he is not, by the way. He is not, because if he was, Alex Smith would be better than he's been the last few years. So I dare.
That's a record for contradiction.
It's on Andy Reid.
The only reason Alex Smith is not better than Andy Reid. That sets a world record for Stugatz not paying attention to any of the things he said the sentence before. You accused Andy Reid of audacity for replacing Alex Smith with Patrick Mahomes. And I'm just curious, if Alex Smith had not gotten injured and you were the coach of Kansas City, would Mahomes still be on your bench?
That's a great question. Listening to that clip back a second time, I was wrong on everything. And yeah. It is the one that will haunt me forever. Because I would say that Andy Reid got more out of Alex Smith than anyone ever imagined anyone could get out of Alex Smith. And then he did take Patrick Mahomes, moved up, and he turned Patrick Mahomes into a quarterback who's worth $400 million, and people are saying he got him paid. I mean, Andy Reid's the best.
You know what else happened over the time that we were off? Elon Musk passed Warren Buffett as the seventh richest man in the world. So... you have been, like, your crowning achievement in terms of takes is being the first to the Elon Musk is a fraud take, but right. He's still a fraud who's the seventh richest man in the world.
That's incredible to me. Listen, people pay a lot for those cars. They never get to your driveway, but people pay a lot of money to get those Tesla cars that never show up. In your driveway. That has to be SpaceX, right? That has to be. It can't be Tesla.
No, it is Tesla. Yeah,
really?
It is Tesla, yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Are we saying I was wrong on Elon Musk now?
I don't know.
Give me credit forever.
I don't know. I was just pairing it next Tesla. To what I view as your greatest take. Like, what do you view as your greatest take? We've just played twice your worst take ever. 20 years right. Spitting into a microphone, we have identified and isolated what is your worst take. Do you have anything that you would point to and say my greatest one? Because I was thinking Elon Musk might be your greatest one.
I think maybe it's Kevin Durant or Clayton Kershaw. Perhaps it's J.J. Watt. I will remind you that I announced that Chad Pennington was going to play his final play as quarterback for the Dolphins, and that week he got hurt. And
well, that's final snap you really Dolphins, you yeah. really should you should embrace the fact that you of all the opinions you've given, you're so infrequently right that you remember that many years ago you predicted that Chad Pennington would get injured. I don't think that goes in the pantheon of things that we remember. The Masvidal fight we have to get to. We also have to get to, this is amazing, Stugatz, it really is. So, like, Black Lives Matter and that protest has to be looking around. Just let's make it a single entity that thinks as one thing. And let's just have Black Lives Matter looking around saying, well, wait a minute. We weren't even asking for Washington to change its name of the football team. Like, but what ends up happening is it's not that Washington actually cares about what Native American thinks or fans or customers or media. What's obvious is that they care what the money thinks. And so they have to change now their name. Another loss for Daniel Snyder, which is the only thing you will find on his resume, is losses on the wrong side of history the entire time. And then in the most spineless of ways, they change their mind when pressured by others who have money to change their mind. And Stugatz, I know a whole lot of broke people who don't like to be told what to do. I cannot imagine what Daniel Snyder is feeling right now in private, that he's gotten pushed around on something that actually seemed to matter to him in terms of family legacy. He's gotten pushed around because during these times, even an NFL owner has to eat it on the money front. When the money comes calling, speaking truth to power, he just folds his cards on something that he has been very strong on. And I don't want to say that this is in any way the wrong thing to remove that name, because you know I'm on the record as saying, calling them the Washington racial slurs for the last few years. But I do want to show people and remind people, as we think that we talk about this stuff enlightened in sports, this has next to nothing to do with your protests in the street. It has next to nothing to do with what Colin Kaepernick was complaining about. Like, this is just a whole bunch of corporations that feel totally helpless because the kind of change that's being requested cannot be done in days and minutes. And so it's just this helpless sort of smattering of taking the names off of things. John Wayne's name off of an airport, Aunt Jemima's name off of a bottle, taking the the Native American off the Land O'Lakes butter, but, you know, in an American symbolic fashion, leaving the land on there. So we keep the land, but get rid of the Native American. That's a thing that actually happened. Just make sure, okay, as these protests get quieter and smaller, just make sure you understand that this is just helpless flailing all over the place that represents change and represents good change, but doesn't represent the kind of change that's actually being requested.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. Washington's football team will officially announce Monday morning that they will be changing their name. The new name has not been revealed yet. The Atlanta Braves said in an email to season ticket holders Sunday that they will not be changing their nickname, but will take a further look at the future of the Tomahawk Chop. That's nice. I mean, jeez. They'll take a look.
They're going to take a look. They're going to take a further look. Thank you, Braves.
It's
such an absurd time. We're going to take a further look. All right. Thanks for nothing.
Well, they got a further look.
We're going to further look at the job. Okay. Stugatz, I was writing about Native American protests outside of the 1991 World Series. Like, how you need 3 decades to take a further look at the job?
And finally, if you spent one night in each hotel room in Disney World, it would take you 68 years to sleep in all of them. What? These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary, and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to the SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So Chris has a good idea, Stugatz. I think he's got it right. I don't think we have the power to actually execute it. But Chris and Billy are saying that the NBA bubble, they want some changes already made. Chris, why don't you tell the people what you were saying during the break?
Well, I don't know if it's an extremely fitting name because of how flimsy this bubble might turn out to be. But when I hear bubble, I want to pop it. So I just feel like if we're trying to create an environment that is extremely safe, I wouldn't want to be in a bubble. I get it. I guess they're going for the whole biodome theory of bubble, and that's why they're calling it bubble. But it just gives off very easily to break when I hear bubble.
Yeah, the name sucks. I mean, I love what they're doing. I love that we're going to try to do this and see how long that... The name, Dan, not a good name. You want it to give off strength, right? You want it to be something powerful, something that makes people think, you know what? This is impenetrable. Like the iron sphere. Now, I don't know if it's actually a sphere or not.
You don't know if it's iron either.
Well, yeah. Well, there's also not a bubble, right? It's just, you can't just say like the hotels at Walt Disney World Resort present the NBA season, right? So you say the bubble and everybody thinks that it's safe. And if you're not going to go with that, then maybe like the circle of safety, because then you're like reassured, like, oh, we're in the circle of safety right now, right?
It's a little softer than the iron sphere.
Well, that's the thing. You want to go either like really like secure the iron sphere. Hey, the circle of safety, don't worry. Guys, everything's good. We're in the circle of safety. Not the bubble. Chris is right. The bubble can pop.
I kind of like the bubble. I'm open to changes, but I kind of like the bubble. I imagine this bubble to be a celebration of everything that is basketball. Like, I think right now in the morning, if you're walking through the bubble, that there's a very good chance you could see Jeff Van Gundy just moping around in a bathrobe. I do. And if you walk a little bit further down the path, there is Bill Walton on a picnic blanket doing Lord knows what, listening to the Grateful Dead.
Bill Walton is not there. None of the old people are there. Van Gundy is. Jeff Van Gundy is there. But like Pat Riley's all manner of mad because he can't be there. The old people aren't going to be. Bill Walton's not going to be there.
Stugatz has the right idea about this, though. Oh, look, is that Ben Simmons over there fishing in that pond with Josh Richardson? Oh, look, there's Joel Embiid just enjoying a nice sandwich over there. I wish I could just walk through. Obviously, I'd get tested first. I don't want to get anybody sick. But I would love to just mosey around the bubble and just look around. Oh, look, he's over there. Oh, that Stugatz is so right about that.
Well, you saw the video, right, of Ben Simmons trying to throw a fish back and literally couldn't hit water. Like, that's you can't make stuff like that up. He's trying to throw a fish back into the water, and his aim is so bad that he just threw it on the deck. You mentioned the biodome. I saw a good documentary about the original biodome, the experiment. It was a disaster. The experiment was a total disaster and an epic failure. And at the end, weirdly, spoiler alert, Steve Bannon, of all people, came in and just shut down the biodome. But this would be a good question. So, guys, do you have any idea what a biodome is? Or more to the point, why don't you tell us what you think a biodome is?
Wow, that's a great question. It is a dome with all kinds of cool and great biological features that we can live and survive in for as long as we want to. And I believe somewhere in the biodome is Dean Norris.
I mean, that's roughly right. I guess that is roughly right, except they developed.
He 100% read that. Like, he Googled biodome just to make sure, because that was way too perfect.
Yes, you did, didn't you? Is that what just happened, Stugatz? Because, yes, it's its proper, it's its own ecosystem that, ostensibly, you could build all of your own stuff to exist. Biodome is a cooler name than bubble. I'm with you guys on, when you think of bubbles, isn't the first thing that you think of bursting? Put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. When you think of bubbles, isn't the first thing you think of bursting?
To answer your question, yes, I Googled it.
Well, you know what? Thank you. Billy is so good at sort of seeing where your fraud is.
The only thing that was missing was like noun, colon, and then giving the thing. Because it was so perfect for biological features can be seen. It's like, what?
So wait a minute. Can you explain to me what? How did you know? I can't believe that Stugatz is so good at fraud at lying that he, just in case I asked him what a biodome is, he decided to look it up and 30 seconds later had successfully looked it up. I would not have predicted his ability to do that. Congratulations, Stugatz, on being just exceptional at fraud.
But what came up was the show
awkward
with Dean
transition.
Norris.
Time for some ads.
I can't believe I didn't notice that you were just reading straight from your computer. Do you realize how you ruined our ability to do the show? Because your answer, trying to guess what a biodome was, would have been so much funnier than you successfully answering the question.
Daniel Cormier going to join us in a half hour, 11:30 a.m. Eastern on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Soccer is back on ESPN+. Serie A, FA Cup, MLS, and more. Plus, get original series, exclusive studio shows, and the complete 30 for 30 library. Stream soccer from the best leagues and tournaments around the world, all in HD, all on your favorite devices. The beautiful game lives on ESPN+. Sign up today at ESPNplus.com or in the ESPN app. Here's your SportsCenter update. LeBron James said he'll be one of the few NBA players who will forego a social justice message on the back of his jersey when the season resumes in Orlando, Florida. NHL teams began emailing season ticket holders over the weekend, asking them to record 30-second clips of cheering for their players. The clips will be used during games played in empty arenas inside the Toronto and Edmonton hub cities, as well as on broadcast and through NHL social media channels. And finally, if you place your feet into a plastic bag with a piece of garlic, you'll be able to both taste and smell the garlic after an hour. Huh. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Chris, can you do that for us, please? Would you mind going to your fridge, please, and putting your feet in a bag?
The guy.
And because I just saw you mouth, let's do it. And I was fairly shocked by both your reaction and the news that Stugatz was delivering. It made me wonder, who's the first person who did that? Like, who said, I wonder if I could taste garlic an hour after I put my feet in a bag with garlic? So go ahead and do that for us, Chris, if you don't mind, and give us the results before the end of the show.
I'd love to do that. That sounds like a dream. I love garlic. I smother garlic on everything, but I believe the only thing I have currently is minced garlic. you know, like the little jar of already minced. So it's not fresh pieces of garlic. So I might have to do this tomorrow because we want to do this the right way.
All right. But don't forget to do it. And I kind of like you sticking your freckled feet into a jar of minced garlic. But okay. The red wolf is an actual wolf, Stugat. So it's not an imaginary animal. Let's get into this Adrian Wojnarowski story. What were your thoughts when you saw what it is that happened? Again, a U.S. senator had written a note complaining about ESPN's coverage of China or absence of coverage as it relates to the Hong Kong democratic movement. And Woj wrote back, and Woj is a pillar of professionalism, has nary a smear anywhere on his resume at ESPN or anywhere else. And he just wrote back, bleep you. And so ESPN sent out a statement saying that was totally unacceptable, that you can't do that to a U.S. senator. I'd say you shouldn't do it to anybody. I don't care whether you're a U.S. senator or not. You shouldn't do it to anybody. ESPN shouldn't be condoning the doing of it to anybody. But what were your thoughts there, Stugatz, when you read this story?
That Woj was going to be in trouble, that it was unprofessional, that I was, until that very moment, unaware and thought it was incapable for Woj to curse. And I was surprised. And I got to be honest, a little bit turned on. Woj, to me, I have never seen, like, he's a different Woj. Dirty Woj dropping F-bombs instead of Woj bombs is a totally different person, and a person that I happen to like. I mean, he'll serve a suspension.
Aroused. You. I did not expect my answer. I didn't expect your answer to how did you feel about this story to be aroused.
Turned on.
Were you searching for words there and didn't know what to come up with? Like, sensual arousal is not something I thought a whole lot of people would be experiencing with that story.
Dan, to be clear, ESPN said this is completely...
Except maybe Clay Travis.
This is completely unacceptable behavior, and we do not condone it. It is inexcusable for anyone working for ESPN to respond in the way Adrian did to Senator Hawley. We are addressing it directly with Adrian, and specifics to those conversations will remain internal. And then, Dan, Woj said, I was disrespectful and I made a regrettable mistake. I'm sorry for the way I handled myself, and I am reaching out immediately to Senator Hawley to apologize directly. I also need to apologize to my colleagues at ESPN, you're forgiven, because I know my actions were unacceptable and should not reflect on them in any way.
So he went from, you know, he went from Dirty Woj right back to regular Woj. And I'm telling you, I really like Dirty Woj. I mean, F-bombs with Woj. Different Woj.
Billy, I had that apology a little softer. You were reading that apology very aggressive.
What was that tone?
Like,
what
was that?
Your tone was all off.
You know, if I'm going to be honest with you guys, I've been kind of trying to experiment with vocal talent work, right? But I don't have it. Right. So I found a couple difficulties. I'm not good at emoting. I don't give off a lot of emotion. And then when I do, it comes off as insincere. So I'm trying to do like a big voice thing. But I don't know how that's working out either, because apparently you're not getting the right tone when I'm doing that either.
Well, the tone that you just delivered, an interesting time you chose to experiment with that, is something that ESPN could find offensive, because what you were giving off was sarcasm.
No. I was reading the statement.
I know, but what it felt like was you weren't taking the statement seriously. It sounded like you were taking them flippantly.
No. Quite the opposite. I read the statement so we could get the statement.
I'm just saying, keep working on that, because your tone could very easily be misconstrued. I'm glad I asked you, because it sounded like sarcasm.
Yeah, but voiceover, Dan, voiceover work can go in a lot of different directions where you have to play characters, and Billy was working out his sarcasm there.
Just an interesting time to choose to do it as scared Billy. Like, it's just...
You see what I'm saying with me lacking, like, sincere? I'm trying to read it, and then, you know, Dan, reading's hard, especially on the air. There's a lot of mistakes that you can make, and if I'm going to be honest, I botched some of the lines and I just kept powering through because I thought my voice would exude confidence.
Yeah, unexcusable, I don't think, was what they wrote.
No, it says inexcusable. Yeah, unexcusable. I was hoping no one would catch that.
All right, let me go through this here real quick because I found it interesting that NBA players are saying free Woj, and I guess what they're doing is taking the part of the Black Lives Matter note that was in there because they've been all suspiciously quiet on the subject of China. It's not China that's getting them upset. And one of the things that I think is totally fair, like whatever your criticism is of the NBA or ESPN on this subject, totally fair, because that's the intersection of politics and sports. And I know the gates have broken open on what it is we can and can't talk about. But even when our policy was, hey, no politics, we don't talk politics around here as a corporate policy, even when it was that, that right there was the intersection of politics and sports. And according to ESPN's own rules, you're allowed if politics and sports intersect and everyone got real scared of the money, everyone's got their hands in China's pockets, everybody in America that's Fortune 500 is making a whole lot of money in China, and the suspicious silence on this is pretty deafening. So any criticism you want to file on that front, have at it, because I feel like it's deserved. You see, with the Washington name, what happens when money gets involved, Stugat? Sometimes you get power, and sometimes you get cowardice as it relates to, am I going to lose money? And sure, China is paying a whole lot of people a whole lot of money, and so the NBA, it looked ugly the way that it seemed like, and you know that I'm son of exiles guy, it felt like we were choosing money over free speech. We were choosing money over democracy. Like, it felt like that's what was happening over there in the NBA with all the money in the world. This is pre-virus. Just, no, we want to keep making the money. And you didn't hear it all over our network either. So I understand that part of the senator's letter. And if you're Adrian Wojnarowski, basically, Stugatz, if you're any of us, your name on your email is ESPN. You're basically putting that message on corporate letterhead. And it's understandable that the company wouldn't want that in any way. Like, I don't see an argument on the other side of, I don't see the free Woj argument. If Woj knows he's wrong, if the company knows he's wrong, if that's not the way you talk to people in a professional manner on company letterhead, like, what's the free Woj argument? Like, Woj knows he deserves to be punished here. Woj isn't going to sit here and make the argument on his behalf. But these are crazy times, Stugatz. Like, this is
right.
Like, these are crazy emotional times. Everybody's a little bit nuts. Everybody is covered in lighter fluid, and we're all very close to the nearest spark. And like, I understand how something like this ends up happening. What I don't understand is NBA guys being like, free Woj. Like, what is happening there?
I don't know. I mean, because we're a big corporation, and Woj responded in a way that was totally unprofessional. And I'm not certain anyone can do that at this network or any big corporation without suffering some sort of suspension or getting fired or something along those lines. In fact, is there anyone at ESPN who could send that and they're either not fired or fined? Anybody?
I don't think that you can do that on, that's as strong a statement as I've ever heard ESPN put out on anything. Yeah. I don't understand though. Like, don't talk that way to a U.S. senator. I don't care whether it's a U.S. senator or not. I really don't. Like, just don't talk that way to people when it's got, you know, when you're basically putting on corporate letterhead, we can't respond that way. You'll get in trouble, I think, if it's made public, Stugatz, of us responding that way to anybody. You don't respond that way to a customer either. You know what I mean? Like, that's not the way that you handle it.
This show ain't free. Time for some ads.
Doesn't change my opinion in any way of Woj, though. And I certainly wasn't aroused by it like Stugatz was.
I mean, sexy.
Super strange response. Put it on the poll, Chris. Was Woj's response sexy? At Lebatard Show, yes or no? Chris, put it on the poll, please, at Lebatard Show. What is Daniel Cormier better at, fighting or talking about fighting? You could get him talking about fighting on the DC and Helwani podcast, wherever it is you get your podcast. You could get him actually fighting as the headliner, UFC 252, August 15th. Daniel Cormier with us now on ESPN radio. Would that fight have gone any differently, Daniel? And thank you for joining us. If Jorge Masvidal had had a full training camp?
I would, right off the top of my head, I would say no, right? Just because I feel like it's a bad matchup for Jorge Masvidal. But when watching the fight and how well he defended takedowns, I'm not as sure as I was before the fight started. You know, I thought Usman was going to be able to take him down and control him much easier. But Usman got takedown and found no success with top control. So I don't know if he would have been able to change the result. But I do believe he'd have been able to get to space a little bit more effectively than he did on Saturday night.
What is the shortest amount of time you ever have had before a fight?
I think so. I did fights on short notice before, but generally you're always in the gym kind of just training, especially back then, right? When I was first starting, every day I went to practice, you know, whereas now as I've gotten older, I'll take days off. I'll take weeks off at times. But, yeah, like sometimes like, you know, a couple weeks here, a couple weeks there, they just tell you you're going to fight in a couple weeks and you go and do it. I don't know if I've ever taken one on 6 days notice.
Daniel, to me, that didn't feel like I get it. I understand that Usman is fighting within the rules. He's going to his strengths, playing to his strengths, where he just locks you up and steps on your feet. But to me, that doesn't feel like fighting. That did not feel like a fight. And as someone who stayed up to 1 a.m. and paid the money, I was usually disappointed with how that thing turned out. Am I wrong?
You see, here was the issue, right? Kamaru Usman is a guy that doesn't get the credit that he deserves. Now, because of the star of Jorge Masvidal, more people that aren't just UFC fans were watching. So that was a massive opportunity for him to gain some new fans and really get some traction. And I don't think he did that Saturday. Because for all the people that were just tuning in for the first time, and there were a lot of them, they saw him clinch the whole time. And it was classic Usman. That's what he does, but that's not the best way to draw people in. And I think that the sentiment that you're saying right now is shared by a lot of people, a vast majority of people that watched the fight on Saturday. It was a fight. It was a fight. And if you look at Gamebred's face today, he's got some cuts and, you know, Usman has some bruising, but that is a Kamaru Usman fight.
Well, what is the responsibility of the fighter in terms of entertaining? I know you've gotten hit with this a couple of times.
Yeah, you know, that happened to me against Anderson Silva. I fought him on like 3 days, and I took him down a lot, and people were upset. But you got to balance that off with fights where you are kind of willing to just let it all hang out, you know. And I've had those fights too. It's just, I think it's just a matter of matchups, and I just feel like the Masvidal fight was so big, and there's so much bad blood, and Jorge's so dangerous that Usman just had to play it safe. I mean, I don't know if he approached that fight any different last weekend, he could have walked away with no belt. So ultimately, he is the big winner of the weekend, but I think he lost an opportunity to really make a statement and gain some fans.
If those two just square off in the middle of the octagon, how quickly would it take Masvidal to beat Usman?
You know, when you look at the striking, you could see that Masvidal is much more fluid. He's much more technical. He's much more skilled. You saw Kamaru miss on a lot of shots, and he thinks that it's because he was preparing for Gilbert Burns, right? He didn't get a chance to prepare to fight a stand-up guy like Masvidal. In a boxing match, I think Masvidal wins, but we fight free in mixed martial arts, you know, and everything's involved in. For as much as that one may have been not good to the blind eye, it is a fight. It's a free fight, and that's the way Kamaru Usman wins.
Daniel Cormier with us on ESPN Radio. Toe stomping. What does that feel like? How bad is the toe stomping?
It hurts. It hurts, right? Because you're getting those foot stomps. It's not something that bothers you at the time. Like, when you're in there, your adrenaline's going so fast. Your everything is going is so sped up that the punches don't hurt as bad. The kicks don't hurt as bad. They do still hurt, but the foot stumps don't hurt at all, but the next day, I'm telling you, you wake up and your feet are hurting, they're swollen. It's up. But inside the fight, it's more annoying than anything. I think what Usman did really well, though, was inside of the clinch, landing a lot of big body punches, and just truly controlling George Masvidal.
I thought the strawweight women was the best fight of the night. What did you think?
I did. I thought the Piotr Jan and Jose Aldo fight was good, too. I thought the stoppage could have been a little bit quicker. I thought Aldo was done. His posture and everything showed he was done. But Nama Yunus and Andrade was just this crazy fight. And it was so good because it built to that the ending where they were both just going crazy. Nama Yunus seemed to be controlling early, and then once Andrade found her distance and range and busted up her eye, it ended up being great in terms of the fight and the visual after the fight. She enrolls there with her eye closed completely. Yeah, it was a great. I thought that was the best fight of the night, but in terms of just absolute skill, Aldo Jan was good. Holloway Volkanovski was a good fight too. I just thought when the main event is as slow as that one was, it almost kind of puts a damper on the entire night.
What do you do with Dana White's contention and a lot of people's contention that Holloway was robbed in that fight, that he should have won that fight? And what do you think, as a guy who's a champion, about the unspoken word that the champion has? You got to beat the champion. He doesn't lose his belt if it's close.
That's the worst rule in the world, you know. And honestly, part of that comes from Ric Flair. It's so crazy that Ric Flair is such a massive star. He used to say, to beat a man, you got to beat the man. And in some way along the line, people started believing that. That's the most untrue thing in the world. Whoever wins the fight, wins the fight. And I thought Max Holloway won the fight. But I know, as a friend of Max, when that third round was over, I was like, man, that was so close. Like, I was like, that was so close. It made me worried knowing that Max clearly won round one and two, but round three was so close, and I knew Volkanovski was going to come on strong in the fourth and fifth, which he did, and I thought he won four and five pretty clearly. This whole entire fight, guys, came down to 1 5-minute segment, and that was the third round, and two judges gave that round to Volkanovski.
Again, check out the DC and Helwani podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and he's a really good fighter, not just a talker, and he's got a big one. UFC 252 is going to be headlining August 15th. How ornery, you're such a nice person. You seem so nice. How ornery are you the days leading up to a fight? Because I've heard of fighters being crazy people in terms of moodiness. Like, how your loved ones feel how about you the couple of days before a fight?
You know, on Sunday, Monday, when we get to the place that the fight's going on, I'm still pretty normal, right? And I'm still laughing and joking. But around Wednesday, Thursday, the flip starts to switch, right? I start to think more about the event. I start to think more about the fight. And then the jokes that people may have made early in the week, they don't get laughs anymore. I may snap on them. I may talk about they're playing too much. And I can feel it, and the people around me can feel it. They can feel when I start to turn into the guy that is about to fight, for a championship. You know, the last 9 fights of my career have all been title fights. You know, so all the way back to 2015. So as I start to get ready to enter that octagon with the UFC title on the line and all the stuff that comes with it, it starts to change, and I become a psychopath.
Good talking to you, psychopath. Always good talking to you. Thank you for making the time, sir.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
And finally, the average adult spent 172 hours drunk during lockdown, based on an average of 11 weeks spent in lockdown across the U.S. That averages out to 2 hours and 15 minutes per day.
Jesus.
SportsCenter brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. Works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended, odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, or even arthritis. There is no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. I swear by it. Seriously, it's the only thing I use. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Chris, put it on the poll, please, at Le Batard Show. Are you drunk 2.5 hours a day during the pandemic? And also put on the poll, if you're drunk an average of 2.5 hours a day, are you an alcoholic? because I think what you might have just read is science that says that America now has an alcoholism problem right now. The entire country is drunk 2.5 hours a day. That's jarring. We will get to Stugatz's weekend observations in a second. But first, because there's a little Stugatz in everybody, Will Brinson is reporting, and this is a funny thing to report. He asked the questions, why doesn't the Washington football team have a new nickname planned yet? Probably. And before I give you the answer, Stugatz, probably because of an Alexandria realtor. You know what that Alexandria realtor did, Stugatz?
What'd she do?
I don't know whether it's a she or a he, but trademarked everything. Trademarked as soon as he or she found out. Why did it make
yeah,
it?
A, she, it's a
why did you make it a she?
Well, Alexandria, I mean, figured Alex. I don't know. It's a weird thing for you to be harping on. It's totally fair though, and my apologies if I got that
well,
wrong.
But I didn't assume it was a woman, so I didn't understand why you were assuming
that's
it was
the name
a woman.
Of the city, not the person.
That's correct. Well, that's the other thing that's unbelievably funny.
I was getting ready for weekend observations. I didn't know you were going to go to this topic. You teased them. You promoted them. Alexandria is a city. I mean, probably named after a female.
Wait a minute. Forgive me. I totally missed that when it first happened. You're telling me that Stugatz thought it was a realtor named Alexandria? That is unbleeping believable. All right, we can't get to the weekend observations just yet because we have to stay right here for a second because what just happened is amazing. We'll do the weekend observations in the next segment.
That's fine, but the reason I wasn't really paying attention is I was getting myself prepared for the weekend observations. I was barely listening.
Okay. So anyway, this Alexandria realtor, Alexandria is not her name. We don't even know if she is a her
that
or not.
Clears it up.
This Alexandria realtor.
Totally makes sense now.
This Alexandria realtor, basically, because she's one smart cookie, even though she's not a she, maybe, and is not named Alexandria. Trademarked Red Wolves, Tribe, Red Tails, Monuments, Veterans, Renegades, Braves, Red Tails, Freedom Fighters, War Hogs. Oh, please let it be War Hogs. Radskins.
Radskins. That's awesome.
That seems like a waste of money on your trademark right there. Radskins. You think that Washington, the way Daniel Snyder was going to placate FedEx and everyone else, is just sort of taking the E and making it an A?
I mean, that is cost efficient. It's close to the original name, Radskins. It's younger. I actually like that. That is worth the $6 to $12 on GoDaddy just in the event that Daniel Snyder wants to go Radskins. I mean, it is.
Washington Radskins. It's like, I just love the idea of official government paperwork being filed. Somebody with a straight face paying money. Like, I don't know whether they're doing it online or going and meeting a clerk, but going up there with Radskins and being like, oh yeah, I got this. Wait till Dan Snyder gets a load of me. In the event that he tries to go around a corner here and change the name to Radskins.
Just a quick update. Alexandra also was not named after a woman. It was named after Captain Philip Alexander II.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, 0 for 2. I mean,
the things that happen around here, we will get in a second here to Stugatz's weekend observations, but I wanted to get into something that Billy was saying earlier because he's got a theory I think that most men would agree with. Yes, Stugatz.
Before you get to that, Dan, I'm thinking that we as a show, we need to figure out the next team that's going to change its name. And much like Alexandra, we need to grab all the domain names from GoDaddy, the potential domain names, and force ownership to buy it from us. We need to do this as a show, Dan. I am telling you.
All right.
Okay?
So, well, the Braves are saying, well, who's the next one? Who's the next one that we're going to try and get rid of the name on? I thought there was only one because Seminoles, Braves, Chiefs, what? Indians? Oh.
Indians.
Oh, yeah. The Cleveland Indians.
Indians.
Get after it, Stugatz. Hurry up.
I'm on it.
But I think the audience will agree with what it is that Billy was saying during the break here because, or at least the men will. Not the Alexandrias out there, but the men will.
Dan, I don't know if you watch movies. I like to watch movies. I was watching a movie on Netflix this past weekend, and it was just called Heist. And I love a good heist movie. So if the movie's called Heist, obviously I'm going to watch it. Also, Robert De Niro's in this movie, and it's from 2015. I don't know how I hadn't heard about a movie called Heist featuring Robert De Niro and Dave Bautista, but they were in this movie called Heist. And I started thinking, not only do I like heist movies, just the word heist, much like Woj's apology, excites me, right? So then I was thinking, are there any bad movies with the name Heist in it? I can't think of any. I think if you put Heist in the title of a movie, it's good. And let me just stop you right here because I know where you guys are going to go. Tower Heist, not a good movie. No, Tower Heist was a good movie. Do you guys remember Tower Heist?
Well, here's what's funny about what you're saying right now, okay? Because this weekend, I discovered Tower Heist. And I was like, how have I not seen a movie with Eddie Murphy and Ben Stiller in it? And then I watched 2 minutes and was like, oh, that's why I haven't seen a movie with Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy in it.
Whoa, which 2 minutes did you watch?
The Alan Alda was trying to get away from somebody, and Eddie Murphy was just a totally cliched black criminal. I was surprised he even took the role.
Dan, Tower Heist. A lot of people think it's not a good movie. It's also a Thanksgiving movie. It took place during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Let me give you guys a spoiler alert here. Has anyone else seen Tower Heist? Anybody? Or am I just, you know, talking it up?
Well, put it on the poll here, Chris, at Levitard Show. Is Tower Heist a good movie? Because before this weekend, I would have agreed with you on your heist theory.
I can't believe you watched Tower Heist. You're typically the person that'll say Tower Heist wasn't a good movie. Dan, here's the thing. Spoiler alert again. The premise of Tower Heist is you had like a Bernie Madoff-ish type of guy, right? And he was investing in all the employees and all their future was, you know, on these investments that the guy made. He was a swindler. He tricked them and he took them for all their money and then they had nothing. But he had this beloved car and they're trying to figure out, where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money? Spoiler alert. The car was made of gold, Dan. The car had all of the money in it. All the parts were made of gold. The steering wheel, the hubcaps, the bumper. Everything was gold, Dan. And then long story short, they try to steal the car, and then the cops know that they're trying to steal the car, and the cops can't just let you steal a car that's made of gold, right? Because that's also a crime, even though he wronged people. So what did they do? Good question, Dan. This is what they did. They hid the car in the pool on the top of the roof, and they had the people think that they had stolen the car. And then Ben Stiller kind of took the fall, and he's like, it was me, and he went to jail. But then what happened? All of the downtrodden employees who thought they lost everything started opening up their packages from UPS and DHL. And what did they find in there? Whoa, it's a seat made out of gold. Whoa, it's a headlight made out of gold. Tower Heist. Great movie.
Okay, again, that is the reason right there that I had not heard of an Eddie Murphy, Ben Stiller vehicle. Stugatz's weekend observations are next.
Paid that man his money.
42% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Critics or fans?
Fans. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Today on ESPN Daily, as more NBA players report to the Orlando Clean site, our Malika Andrews is there. She takes us inside the bubble from health checks to fishing. That's ESPN Daily. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Here's your SportsCenter update. Lakers guard Rajon Rondo suffered a broken right thumb in practice Sunday night in Orlando and is expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. The National Junior College Athletic Association is expected to approve a proposal that would move its football season to the spring, according to Dr. Christopher Parker, the NJCAA president and CEO. And finally, marijuana users tend to have more sex than people who don't smoke, according to Stanford researchers. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Time now for the much-anticipated Stugatz Weekend Observations.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations.
Uh-oh.
Observations.
Who's handling the beeps? Is it Bristol or? Oh, there it is. Okay.
There it is. Brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts.
All right, speed it up, buddy. You got to trust the beeps. The beeps are there now for you. I understand that you slow it down. When
I
the
thought
beeps-
he lost the read, to be honest, because he asked for it last break.
No. Listen, I'm a little worried about the beeps, but have we settled the beep situation?
All right, okay, let's go. It's settled.
All right. Dan, after a much-needed week off, highlighted by our bosses announcing that they were taking an hour of our show away, Dan, we are back.
That's right.
Working less and making the same. Dan, what you call a demotion, I call a huge promotion. Oh, it was only a matter of time that someone stepped into that landmine known as Judaism. Kamaru Usman, congratulations on being the best ever at stepping on somebody else's feet. Here's an idea. You're a fighter. Fight.
Stugat, this
Usman.
This is going to take 40 minutes at the
More rate. Like Snoozman. The Big Ten announced it will only play conference games this season. Is there anything less exciting in the most exciting sport in the world than the Big Ten only playing other schools from the Big Ten? If 3 months ago you bet at a 1 billion to 1, ESPN Radio's new morning show would be Keyshawn Johnson, Jason Williams, and Zubin Mehenta. Congratulations! Deshaun Jackson.
What happened there, by the way? Who put that in there?
It was a bit of an upset.
A 1 billion to 1. Deshaun Jackson. You couldn't wait a week? A serious topic in my wheelhouse, a chance to get on SportsCenter, GMA, Outside the Lines, and who knows, maybe even Get Up. Never taking vacation again. Except for this Friday, next Monday, little 4-day weekend, minimum 72 holes of golf. I mean, did management go in alphabetical order? Did everyone say no? And they just skip right over me? I find myself holding my thumb and index finger together and pretending to be tipping a cup when I order an espresso. Weird thing I do. I don't want to kick a man when he's down, but I'm fairly certain over the weekend I increased my leverage with the Masvidal camp.
People, he said there was going to be a surprise in his corner, and people thought it was going to be you, so they ended up getting disappointed.
Well, surprise, it wasn't me. And surprise, he needs me. Dan, lots of unknowns surrounding the coronavirus. One thing we've learned about it, though, is that in football, it only spreads in non-conference games. People have been saying sports are back. Do me a favor. I'll tell you when sports are back. And if you're wondering, this Thursday when Tiger tees off, sports are back. During the protest that will define our lifetime, we made wholesale changes to our radio lineup by adding two guys named Mike Greenberg and Max Kellerman.
Someone got a hold of these.
It might explain the morning show when you think about during race riots what the afternoon looks like. Yeah.
Odd feeling for it to be July 13th, and the Mets aren't out of it. Mike Golic, tip of the cap, my friend. Patrick, is going to buy many Mahomes. Patrick, many Mahomes. One of the great moments for me since I started working at ESPN. The moment I realized that my friendship with Greeny had grown so strong that I found he was taking an hour of our radio show from Andrew Marchand.
I thought for sure you were going to run away with him and start Greeny and the Weenie. I really did.
I'm not going to leave in the noon hour. I'm just telling you right now.
You're just going to sit here? You're going to sit here and make Greenberg dare him to take you off?
I am. I mean, listen, I am going to sit there and trench. And listen, I love Greeny. Even though he didn't tell me, Marshawn did. If he needs me, I'll be here for him. Okay? I mean, I'll be there. Tony Romo. Academy Award and a green jacket. Collision course. I once said this about Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Go ahead, Andy Reid. I dare you to go 14-2 and allow Alex Smith to leave Arrowhead Stadium, to leave Kansas City. Go ahead, I dare you. Because of Patrick Mahomes. Because you think you could turn Patrick Mahomes into something that Alex Smith is not. Alex Smith is a very good quarterback. The audacity. First off, to do this to Alex Smith, who's been very good and loyal to Andy Reid and won him a lot of football games, to dangle Patrick Mahomes out there because Andy Reid thinks he's some sort of quarterback whisperer, which he is not, by the way.
I said that.
Billy's just doing whatever he wants with the beeps. It doesn't even make any sense.
I'd say sorry to Trey Wingo, but I'm fairly certain the day he has to stop waking up at 4 a.m. will be the greatest day of his life.
He aged.
So with that said, Hal, congratulations.
He aged 100 years in a couple of years in the morning. I don't know how Golic stayed looking that young.
Jeffrey Lurie's film company finishes Hitler documentary 2 days after Deshaun Jackson's anti-Semitic comments. Amazing, considering they started it 1 day after Deshaun Jackson's comments. The Jaguars said they are planning to allow 25% capacity. Smart. Now they don't have to make any changes to their planning. Apparently, Duke paid a lot of money to Zion Williamson and his family who attend their university for 9 months and nobody cares.
That's true.
Dan, you said it before, I'll say it again. Trey Wingo. Already looks younger just by knowing he will no longer be hosting mornings. The SEC commissioner...
If he had done it for another year, he would have looked like Dick Vitale. I'm not even kidding you.
The SEC commissioner said, quote, "We are running out of time." Was he talking about the college football season?
Or all
or just in general? I don't know what this NBA thing is going to be, but I know it's the best basketball players in the world, and I can bet on it. I'm good. Oh, the delight I took in changing all my fantasy team names from 2 p.m. tee time to 1 p.m. tee time. I grew my hair out for 8 months for a fight that took place in a country that I can't get into, and even if I could, it's a 22-hour flight away. Mike Ryan, go to hell.
Yeah.
And when you get there, say hi to Art Briles for me. Dad, those are the weekend observations.
Nice, buddy. You brought it.